Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Not too many radio stations not only have legendary great program hosts, but legendary news staffs as well. I've been lucky enough to work at a couple of places like that, and one is right here at WGN. And Lyle Dean, you definitely are in that category. Legendary. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bob.
Do you remember all the hosts you worked with at this radio station over the years?
I'm sure I do, because they were legendary. Congratulations, by the way, to you and to all the people working at WGN, past and current. But more importantly, congratulations to the generations of WGN listeners who made all of this possible. I mean, this is quite a feather in your cap, in our caps.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Many stations started when WGN did. Not too many still have the same call letters, the same basic format, and success. Well, Lyle, when people recognize your name or your voice, what's the number one comment you get from folks?
Oh, but I sound like my brother.
Steve Alexander, yeah, little known fact, that's right. But over the years, you've become as well known as many of the people you worked with, and I'm sure you hear about it all the time.
Yeah, that's really thanks to the people I worked with. You know, Bob Collins just teased the dickens out of me. Spike Odell. God bless him. He was the epitome of a WGN host, and still is. But I just had a chance to work with really talented people, both in the newsroom and on the air as show hosts.
Well, I mean, I happen to know that outside of your great voice, you have a great, great talent for writing and editing, and maybe people don't realize that, but it sure was a great part of your success. People want to know what you're doing now and what happened to the Lyle Dean yacht.
It wasn't a yacht. It was a boat, and I loved it. But there came a time, first of all, boating's expensive, or it can be, and I had spent 50 years on the Great Lakes, going places, seeing things by water, and realized that, okay, there's a lot more to see on land. So sold a boat, bought a motor home, and let me give you our blog. It is rvtour.us. And there's boating there, as well as some of the trips we've made all over the country and all through Canada and Alaska. So we have not been idle as much as people think of being retired as idle. But right now, we're in Colorado. My twin grandsons are graduating tonight from high school. So we brought the motorhome here, and guess what? There's a winter storm advisory tonight. Not really looking forward to driving the motorhome in 5 to 10 inches of snow.
Your roots are there in Colorado, correct?
They are. They are.
Yeah.
Raised on a farm in northeastern Colorado. My sister, who was a music professor at Southern Miss University, came back to Colorado. She's in Fort Collins. My son and his family are in Boulder, in the Boulder area. And still have extended family. We had lunch a couple of days ago with my 99-year-old aunt in Denver. So, there's a lot to bring us back.
Sounds like life is good. If you want to keep up with Lyle Dean, rvtour.us. I hope you're saving enough money to fill up the gas tank.
Whoa. That's really become a challenge.
I bet. Well, when is your book coming out? Because not only will Bob Collins and Spike Odell and all the WGN people be in there, but chapters on Clark Weber, Larry Lujack, Fred Winston, Art Roberts. You could write them all, Lyle.
And Bob Collins, sure. Mm-hmm. And Bob Surratt, sure.
No. On second thought, forget the book idea.
Oh, well, you really ought to be talking about how we met and when, and your introduction to refreshments.
Well, oh yeah. Well, that was some kind of party in the studio, and you know me, I have one sip of liquor on an empty stomach, and I think I'm in Cleveland.
And Lyle, well, you were very young.
Yeah,
you were probably underage too.
You loved it. You were bringing out the Franklin McCormick in me, I think.
Yes, I was.
Good to catch up with you. I hope to see you soon, Lyle. Stay healthy, my friend.
Thank you for the call. Thank you for letting me be part of your anniversary celebration.
You're the best. Lyle Dean.